USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A New York judge has rejected a request for a new trial by the Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo. U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan said in a written ruling that a mountain range of evidence introduced against Joaquin Guzman overcame his claims that the jury was tainted. Cogan said any rational average juror would have convicted El Chapo based on an overwhelming amount of evidence at the trial that ended in February. Guzman was convicted of murder conspiracy and drug trafficking charges. Another sluggish report on U.S. job creation is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Private payroll service ADP claims in its monthly report that the U.S. economy created only about 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts. That's after its May report said there was growth of only about 41,000 jobs.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two New Jersey judges have come under fire for their handling of rape cases, one asking whether a 16-year-old Eagle Scout, quote, from a good family, end of quote, should face serious consequences over a video-recorded assault on an intoxicated teenager. Another judge asked whether a 12-year-old girl's loss of virginity constituted serious harm. The comments, which follow other cases of perceived leniency towards sex offenders with privileged backgrounds, led victim advocates to question whether these judges are sufficiently trained to handle assault cases in the Me Too era. Patricia Teffenhart, the executive director of the New Jersey Coalition Against Sexual Assault, said, "Survivors' worst fears are now coming to life. They're fearful of victim blaming or having the crimes committed against them being minimized." Monmouth County Judge James Troiano said, in his opinion, the Eagle Scout charged with assaulting the 16-year-old at a pajama party had good test scores and was on track to attend a top college. Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The father of the Ford Mustang has died. USA's Wendy King looks back.
Former auto industry leader Lee Iacocca has died. As a child of four Italian immigrants, Iacocca became one of the most powerful and best-known executives in Detroit. He rose to become the president of Ford Motor in December 1970 after being fired in a dispute with the company heir, Henry Ford II. Iacocca joined the then-struggling Chrysler. He helped launch some of Detroit's best-selling and most significant vehicles, including the minivan, the Chrysler K cars, Ford Mustang, and the Escort. In 1979, he appeared before Congress to ask for federal loans to save the struggling Chrysler Corporation after the auto giant found itself failing with $5 billion in debt.
For a while, in the deep recesses of my mind, I thought that maybe with a couple of breaks in the economy, we could muddle through. Really, it's gotten worse instead of better.
His daughter says he died of natural causes. Iacocca was 94.
An appeals court upheld a freeze on Pentagon money to build a border wall with Mexico, casting doubt on President Donald Trump's ability to make good on a signature campaign promise before the 2020 election. A divided three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco agreed with the lower court ruling that prevented the government from tapping Defense Department funds to build a high-priority section of a wall in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.